Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Midwest Dreamers call. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, we'll turn the call over to Kathleen Farrell. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome to the National Immigration Forum press call with Wisconsin faith and law enforcement leaders. In September, the Trump administration announced an end by March 5, 2018, to the program known as DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a program that protected some 800,000 young undocumented people from deportation and allowed them to work, study, and in many cases provide for their families. The end of DACA means that a significant number of young people, probably about 17,000, are already at risk of deportation. That number may begin to increase sharply after March 5th unless Congress passes a permanent legislative solution that addresses Dreamers in a constructive, compassionate way. This afternoon, we're fortunate to have with us on this call Pastor Matt Erickson, Senior Pastor at Eastbrook Church in Milwaukee, Chief Todd Thomas of the Appleton Police Department, and Sister Melanie Metzka, Executive Director of Casa Albany Melanie in Green Bay. With that, let me turn to our first speaker. Please go ahead, Pastor Erickson.
Well, as a pastor of a multi-ethnic church here in the city of Milwaukee, the solution for Dreamers is extremely important to me because our congregation has connections with Dreamers here in our church, in our ministries, in our surrounding community. And we believe that it's reflected in the Bible that we as God's people are supposed to mirror the compassion of God for the foreigner, for the widow and the orphan, and that Jesus actually called us to be the kind of people who reflect that as Christians in our pursuit of Him. He said, whatever you do for one of the least of these, you did it for me. And so as people of faith and as Bible-believing Christians, we want to be people who care about these in need, specifically as we think about the Dreamers brought here by their parents wanting to contribute their skills. This is the country that they've known. They've been committed to our country and our values. We believe that we need to stand with them on a meaningful solution that brings thoughtful compassion into this situation. The statistics tell us that there's a significant percentage, at least 200,000 of those Dreamers identified as evangelical, 600,000 who have some connection into the midst of the Christian tradition. And we want the larger Christian community in the U.S. to know that this situation directly affects our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're asking fellow Christians for prayers, for advocacy, for engagement with this because of who we are as followers of Jesus. We're called to do the commands of Jesus, to live that out, to do justice, to love mercy. And that means standing on the side of justice with our Dreamers. So I believe, you know, this is an important time. Time's of the essence. We need to encourage Congress to move swiftly to pass legislation that will protect these young people, help them to contribute to our country permanently.
Thank you very much, Pastor. And now I'd like to turn it over to Chief Todd Thomas of the Appleton Police Department. Please go ahead, Chief.
Thank you. I'd like to absolutely concur with Pastor Erickson. I think there is an urgent need now for Congress to act and pass some legislative solutions for Dreamers that is timely and inclusive and well-earned. Congress has a real opportunity, I think, to get something done right now. We're almost at a crescendo point here, and I feel that we need to seize this moment. Talking as a member of the Law Enforcement Immigration Task Force, we are a group of around 90 sheriffs and police chiefs from across the country, and we have strongly voiced our support for a solution for the Dreamers without including a bunch of other provisions that would hurt our ability to keep our communities safe. From my perspective, from law enforcement perspective, clearly we need to keep our borders secure without question. But at the same time, we have to ensure we have a process that helps us focus on public safety and targeting serious crime and protecting those witnesses and victims that are in our community, no matter what their immigration status is. We need a policy in law enforcement that helps all law-abiding people feel safe and secure. This includes policies that encourage residents to trust us and cooperate with local and state law enforcement. Trust is the foundation of policing. It always has been, but I think it is even more important in the 21st century. Unless Congress acts, I fear that the dreamers are going to be driven back into the shadows and are going to be hesitant to report crimes or cooperate with us, which we know is going to undermine our entire community safety. A real brief story, I was a community police officer about 20 years ago in a neighborhood that was about 80% Hispanic. I was put into the neighborhood as a beat officer to try to build relationships with that community because we did not have a trusting relationship. They were fearful of the local law enforcement officer. They viewed us as immigration enforcers. And what happened was they became victimized by the people in the community that perpetuated that notion. So it took us several years to break down those walls to get them to trust us. And my fear is that if we don't do something with the dreamers, we're going to push them back into the shadows, again, create these safe zones for the criminals and the gangs to operate and embolden them, which is going to make all our communities more dangerous. We need to focus on real solutions for a broken immigration system. There's enough blame to go around, but I think there's the time is right for both parties to step up and put some permanent fixes in place that are going to make all our communities safer.
Thank you very much, Chief. And our final speaker is Sister Melanie Maska, Executive Director of Casa Alba Melanie in Green Bay. Please go ahead, Sister Melanie.
Thank you. Casa Alba is a Hispanic resource center in Green Bay that has been in existence for 6 years now. We're a resource and referral site for people from throughout Northeast Wisconsin. And almost from our beginning, we have been active in helping young people apply for and renew DACA status. To date, we've helped with more than 400 applications and renewals. Casa Alba is a neutral site. It's not affiliated with any religion. Yet I have lived within the Hispanic community for the past 28 years. I was a pastoral associate at St. Willibrord, a Catholic downtown church that first did outreach to the Latino community. I know so many of these young people since they were children. I saw them coming to church with their parents, receiving communion and confirmation. They're active in youth groups. They're great and determined students in school. They have always felt welcomed and at home here. This is the only country they know. I often hear spontaneous expressions from them of hopefulness and gratitude. In fact, it was very bittersweet for me to see some of them come in now as young people with their permit, their DACA permit, saying, "Now I count." They've always counted. They've always been part of our community. With DACA, they confidently go on to college with great dreams. They hold down jobs. They are raising families. It took a lot of courage on their part to come forward the first time to apply, but they did it, and they are enthusiastically contributing to Wisconsin and to our country. But now they're deeply worried for themselves and for their families. To be deported and separated from their families would be a cruel experience. This is the only country they know. They need Congress to act, and they need people in their communities, their neighbors, to know them and trust their commitment. They are vibrant, like the hundreds here who are working, studying, and providing for their families. They are initiators, like the four seniors who began a youth sports experience here at Casa Alba that's thriving and unifying and energizing families. These youth and their families contribute much. Their dreams enrich all of us. Upholding the Christian values of empathy and compassion and family, we urge our members of Congress to support passing a just and compassionate legislative solution to protect these young people, their families, their jobs, and their continued presence in our community, in our country, and in our midst.
Thank you very much, Sister Melanie. Now we're going to turn this over to media. So, operator, could you please instruct press how to ask for a question?
To pose a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We do ask that you limit yourself to one question and re-signal for any subsequent questions. Again, that is star 1 to pose a question at this time. We'll pause for just a moment to assemble our queue.
In the meantime, Sister Melanie, can I ask you to comment a little bit about the mood in the Hispanic community in Green Bay right now?
It's very fearful. We've been told that parents who have children who are eligible for Head Start are not enrolling them because they're afraid. DACA recipients are calling concerned about whether or not they can renew, what's going to happen to them if they can't. They're worried about their families. It's a very fearful time for people, for all of us, because we know them and we care about them.
Thank you. And, Chief, have you noticed any decrease in engagement with the immigrant community? Is it the same? Are you seeing the same type of fear within the community?
Absolutely. It's been noticeable, palpable in the last probably year and a half. Seems we say pushing people back into the shadows, but that really is what it feels like. Less visible, a lot of fear. We have a lot of kids in our schools that have dealt with a lot of harassment where we've had to have special meetings with the school district and parents. Remember a meeting we had at one of the high schools with about 30 Hispanic parents and their children, and the parents were in tears for what their children were dealing with and the fear that they were living with every day.
Operator, do we have any questions yet?
We currently have no callers in the queue at this time. As a reminder, it is star 1 if you'd like to pose a question.
While we wait, Pastor Erickson, can you tell us a little bit about your community, your faith community?
Sure. Eastbrook is a church of about 1,600 people on the north side of Milwaukee, and we're a multi-ethnic church. We have folks from 27 different nationalities that are part of our church. And we've been here on the north side for the last 20-plus years and started nearly 40 years ago. And some of the, you know, the issues that are happening related to DACA and other concerns about immigration have been a very pressing issue for our congregation for a variety of different angles, from those who are concerned about, you know, maybe being a dreamer themselves, or to others who are here as professionals or international students pursuing higher level education. So it's been a hot topic for our congregation as we wrestle through, you know, how do we live this out together as a multi-ethnic community.
Thank you very much. It appears we don't have any questions at this time. So for media on the line, if you'd like further information or interviews with any of the participants, please feel free to reach out to me, Kathleen Farrell, at the National Immigration Forum. And I'd like to thank our speakers for their time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.